Pat's Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show. Hour number three underway here. 6 minutes after the hour. Just real quick, we'll get more into this after this segment. This from our friends at Alabama Daily News. Charlie Graddick is soon out at the at pardons and paroles. Byline Todd Stacey, Caroline Beck's story. I'll give you the details on that maybe later in the program, so please stay tuned. Joining us now, a great friend of my radio, young radio career, if you will, known him throughout the years, but now down in Mobile, once again, former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions joins us on the line. Senator Sessions, how are you this morning?
Jeff Poor, it's good to be with you, and it is good to see your career doing so well. I'm impressed. I've admired your work for a long time.
Well, now I'm back on the air in Mobile. Well, I'm on the air in Mobile. A little time in Huntsville, Alabama, but it was good to learn a lot about what's going on in that part of the state. Kind of something you got to do to have a really a good understanding of, I think, of the entire state. Senator, you were there in 16. A lot of people, particularly on our side, on the Republican side, are looking at things right now, and they're saying this is deja vu. That we were told that Hillary was, you know, it was a foregone conclusion. Hillary Clinton is the next president of the United States. We're being told the same thing about Joe Biden. Does it feel like 2016 again to you?
It does. It absolutely feels so much the same. I can remember traveling with Trump in the last weeks and several times and telling him that these rallies were so impressive. It was Hillary Clinton could not match that. She did not have that kind of enthusiasm. She could not draw that kind of crowds. And I got to say, Biden is worse. I mean, he's hiding in his basement. I think President Trump is right. We've got people all over America working today at some risk, but hopefully not as much as a lot of people say. And the man who would be president's afraid to go out of his house. Or if he does, he does it with very few people and without much enthusiasm. So this, I think momentum is definitely in his going his way, and the question is whether he can get there tomorrow. It's a huge election for America. President Trump's election is very important if the socialist left-wing forces take control of this government. They have the House. They get the presidency and maybe possibly, I don't think so, but possibly the Senate, the values we believe in as Alabamians will be eroded. There's just no doubt about it.
Watching him right now, it does with the rallies, five rallies in one day yesterday, and they got five more scheduled today, that level of energy, I think is what won him the election in 16. That it's on display once again. Does it seem sort of the same in that regard?
Yes, it does. He was up to five, even I think six rallies. This man is 73, and he is dominating Joe Biden. I mean, he's at the peak of his powers. He's relentless. The Lord has gifted him with a strength that very few people have physically, as well as forcefully on the issues, and he's it's important for us. I gotta say that people in this appointment of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, you know, Jeff, I think I said on your program once before, the only thing that seemed to worry me the most about Donald Trump when I endorsed him or scared me a little bit was, what would he stay true to the things he was saying? He was from New York and that kind of thing. I just couldn't be absolutely sure, but I asked people to vote for him because I thought he would deliver. He has delivered on the judges, but people sometimes forget that there are thousands of other appointments being made that deal with what we've called the deep state. And if Biden gets in there, he's going to appoint more of the people that's caused much of this problem. And President Trump is appointing a different caliber of people, conservatives who believe in the Constitution and the law. And I just think that this election is a major event. And I think Tommy Tuberville's election is critical for the Senate. I mean, we're going to lose a couple of Senate seats, it looks like, and maybe more. And Alabama's pickup for the Republicans, and to elect somebody to the Senate who reflects our values, not Chuck Schumer's and Nancy Pelosi's values, as Doug Jones does, is critical. It could make a difference in the important Senate elections also tomorrow.
So you feel pretty solid about Coach Tuberville's chances tomorrow and getting that Senate seat back?
I do. And it feel good to me and the people I'm talking to and the polls that we've seen. But I got to say, we've never in Alabama ever seen a candidate have over $10 million to spend in a race like this. He spent no money during the primary virtually. He spent a little bit because he had so much. But Coach Tommy Tuberville and I had a knockdown and a good battle, and we spent our money. So we were starting, any one of us would have had no money in the bank, basically. And so facing this onslaught, and I think he's held up very well. Tuberville's talked about throughout his campaign, he's worried about the future of the country. He's worried about the radicalism that we're seeing. He's got, I think, committed to those principles. And if you're right on that, if you believe in the history of America and the constitutional order, then you can learn the other things. But if you're wrong on that, as I think Doug Jones is, then nothing you do is going to make it much better.
We're joined by former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions here on the program. You mentioned Amy Coney Barrett. One of the probably, I think, underplayed elements of Trump's first term will be all of these judicial appointees and what I think is going to have a profound impact on the court system in America. That will be, whether he wins or loses tomorrow, that will have a lasting impact for a generation at least, what he did with the courts.
That is so true. You know, in Alabama, people forget that, in the 11th Circuit, our Circuit Court of Appeals, there were five vacancies. Senator Shelby and I, they have to be confirmed by the Senate. Senator Shelby and I tried to slow that process down and get some good judges who believe in the law in there. We never reached an agreement. All of a sudden, Trump shocked the world and won, and he appointed five conservative judges of great talent and ability. This is huge, and so it's happened all over the country. That's true. And once again, Jeff, let me mention that the deep state people are buried in every agency, department of government, from one corner of this country to another. And President Trump has been filling those slots and appointing leaders in these agencies that are selecting quite a different kind of person to lead them. And I think that that's huge. And Joe Biden, he's indebted to Bernie Sanders. He's indebted to all these liberals who ran in the primary that are now supporting him. All their staff members are going to come out of the woodwork. They're going to take more these jobs, and so a Biden presidency is guaranteed to fill this government bureaucracy with left wingers from one end of the country to the other. And that's huge. It's not just judges.
Senator, in the, you know, we're talking about the deep state. If Biden wins, then this whole effort to root a lot of that out, and I would say John Durham, U.S. Attorney up in Connecticut, his investigation, I guess we'll hear about that after the election, but Without a Trump victory, there's no reason to think that Joe Biden's administration is going to pursue changing the culture within that so-called deep state or ministry of state, however you want to refer to it.
Well, they and their media allies have, the media has shamelessly covered up scandal after scandal involving Joe Biden, and created scandals where none existed for Donald Trump. I've never seen media so almost as an arm of the Democratic National Committee and the Biden campaign. Whatever that campaign wanted, the media has provided. And so I do think that it's not anything is not nothing is going to happen if he's elected. It won't be a mainstream media outcry. So that is not good. It's really not good. Some of the things that have been reported on the Biden campaign and his son and the amount of money that they've gotten is stunning. It really requires examination, and I feel strongly about that, and it cannot stop. It must not stop.
Yeah, well, and I guess if you want it to happen, it's going to have to happen with the Trump administration. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I think that's true for sure. You want things done properly and effectively, but some of these things are really bad. But let me just say this to the American people. Regardless of whether or not a crime was committed, it's darn clear that the Biden and his personal leadership used his power to advance the interest of his family members. With regard to China, he's indebted to China. I think it's an unhealthy thing. He ought to pay a price for that politically, whether or not a crime was committed.
Well, what do you make of this? Former Attorney General, the big tech putting their thumb on the scale and shutting down some of those discussions. What's your take on that? Well, what should be done with big tech?
Look, this country, the great principles of America are at risk. I've got some conservative libertarian type people that say, well, they these guys own these companies, they can block what they want to, it's up to them. But they've become nationwide sources of massive information, and in the past we've always recognized unchecked power, and the antitrust laws and free speech laws of this country are important, and they cannot be eliminated. And I am, as Attorney General, I had meetings with state attorney generals to discuss what to do about this, and I'm glad to see that Bill Barr has continued that. The president has spoken out boldly on it, but they are using their power in ways we cannot even know, surreptitiously, to impact the outcome of this election. It would be terrible if they succeed in this effort. And they intend to, and they're willing to take the heat over it. But we cannot stop. We've got to challenge the big tech firms and the big media firms and NPR, who have become basically mouthpieces for Biden and the Democratic Party.
Senator, we got to leave it there. We're up against a break. But thank you so much for coming on this election eve and giving us your thoughts.
Great. We got our fingers crossed.
All right. I think we all do. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Ooh, Montgomery.
Right up over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T.